The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Aboyim, we are going to be continuing with the halachas of Hatov Yametiv. Hatov Yametiv is the bracha made when one makes a hagafen on one cup of wine and then he brings a different type of a wine afterwards. We started seeing these halachas in the previous halachas in Simen Mem Tes, and we're going to be continuing in Simen Mem Tes, halachas Yud Aleph to the end of the Simen, which is halacha Tezayin. Let's read halacha Yud Aleph. Afilo hayo lehem etchila shnei yenos. Even if the person originally had two types of wine, even if he had in his possession two types of wine, Ela shelo hayu lefanav yachad kishibirech bar piagafen. However, both wines were not in front of him together when he made the bracha bar piagafen, meaning he had one type of wine, let's say, on the table, and the other type of wine was not in front of him at that time, and they brought it after the hagafen on the first wine. Mivarech al hasheni hamishubach hatov yametiv. In such a case where they brought the second wine after he made the hagafen on the first wine, he can make on the second wine, which is, if it's better, or we discuss in halacha yod, if it's stam, if it's not known that it's worse, you can make on the second wine hatov yametiv. Aval im hayushneim lefanav al hashulchan. However, if they were both in front of him on the table, enu mevarech hatov yametiv. He does not make the bracha of hatov yametiv. Elabori piagafen mevarech al mashubach. He just makes the bori piagafen on the better one. Liftor gamez hagarua, in order to exempt the one which is worse, which is inferior. The kitzur is saying like this: the bracha of hatov yametiv is made when one makes a hagafen on one type of wine, and then he gets a better wine afterwards. So if he had both types of wine in front of him, he had the better one and the worse one in front of him, so if they're both there in front of him, lefanav al hashulchan, in front of him on the table, is the words of the kitzur, he would just make the hagafen on the better one, and therefore he would not make hatov yametiv on the worse one. He would make a hagafen on the better one, and that would be the only bracha he would make. It's only in a case where he had, let's call it, the more inferior wine at the beginning, when he made the hagafen, and then later they brought him the better wine, then he would make a hatov yametiv on the better wine. That is the distinction that the kitzur is making. In the Mishnah Berurah, he talks about the definition, what is considered to be that they brought a different wine, that they brought it from somewhere else. The kitzur implies, as long as the better wine was not on the table when he made the hagafen on the first wine, and they brought it to the table later, he can make hatov yametiv on the better wine. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a difference of opinion about this. There are opinions that say, like the kitzur, that as long as the other wine was not on the table when he made the hagafen on the inferior wine, then he could make hatov yametiv on the superior wine. But there is an opinion in Mishnah Berurah quotes that says that even if the other wine was not on the table, as long as it was in his house and it wasn't in his wine cellar, if the better wine was in his house, even though it wasn't on the table, he did not make a hatov yametiv. The only time one would make hatov yametiv, according to this opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, would be if the wine was brought from a wine cellar. But if it was in the house, even though it wasn't on the table, one would not make hatov yametiv. So that opinion that Mishnah Berurah brings down would really very much limit the extent of when one would say the bracha of hatov yametiv. So again, this is a difference of opinion in the poskim and in the halachic authorities. If the, let's call it, the inferior wine was in front of him, and the superior wine was in the house, not on the table, The Kitzer implies one could make Hatofi HaMeitiv. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to be of the opinion that even if it wasn't on the table, as long as it was in the house, as opposed to being in the wine cellar, one would not make Hatofi HaMeitiv. That's a difference of opinion. Let's see Halacha Yud Beis. Ein Mevarchan Hatofi HaMeitiv. We do not make the bracha of Hatovi HaMeitiv, Ela im yesh od min hayayin harishon, unless they still have from the original wine, that they brought the first type of wine, and they still have from it. The rotzim lishtos es hasheni mishum shinu yayin. And they want to drink the second wine because of a new wine. There's a newness to using that second type of a wine, but they could have still really used the first wine that they had. However, if it's because the first wine was used up, they brought a second wine, we do not make the bracha. The bracha is only made where they have the first wine and they could drink more of it, but they choose to bring a new wine. But if it's just that the wine got used up, they would not make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv. Let's see Halacha Yud Gimel. Let's just say a word of introduction about this halacha. Hatovi HaMeitiv is a bracha, it's a birkas HaShevach, a bracha made to thank Hashem on a tova, some beneficial event that happens to him that is not just involving him himself, but to other people that are associated with him, other family members or friends of his. So in terms of Hatovi HaMeitiv, the bracha necessarily must involve someone besides for himself. So the Kitzur says like this, Ein mevarchan Hatovi HaMeitiv ela kishyesh achar imo. One may not make the bracha of Hatovi HaMeitiv unless there's someone else with him. Shu shos gamkein mishnei hayenos. He has to be drinking from both wines. One may only make the bracha of Hatovi HaMeitiv if there's a second person with him that drank from both the first type of the wine and the second type of a wine. Tahachi mashma, this is the implication of Hatov Yametiv. Hatov lo, what's good for him himself. Yametiv lo chavero, it also brings goodness to his friend. Hatov Yametiv implies that him and his friend are both getting something which is considered to be beneficial. Fu adin im ishto uvan of imo, it doesn't have to be a stranger, meaning a non-family member. Even if it was a family member, that would also be considered a second person if it's his wife or his children. Again, vuadin imishto vanavimo. The same would apply if it's his wife and children with him. That would also be considered to be other people. Aval imhu yichidi einu mevarich olav. However, if he's alone, if he's the only one who's drinking, he does not make the bracha. So therefore, in order to make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv, you would need that a second wine was brought, and both him and someone else partook of both the first and the second wine. In terms of how much of the wine they would have to drink, it's not really discussed in the Kitzur, even the Mishnah Berurah doesn't discuss this. What is the amount of wine that each person would have to drink in order to make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv? So in the Achronim, later day authorities, they talk about this in the Kaf HaChaim and the Chuvah's response of the Minchas Yitzchak, they both say that one has to drink a revius from both types of wine. Revius is a certain volume of the liquid, or in this case, the wine that they're drinking. It's approximately somewhere a little bit less than 4 ounces of wine. A little bit less than 4 ounces, according to many opinions. So in order to make the bracha, both this person and his friend would have to drink a revius, again, a little less than about 4 ounces, of both the first and second type of wine. So that would be the halacha, that to make the Hatov Yametiv, him and his friend have to be drinking a revius of both the first and second type of wine. Let's see Halacha Yudalit. Ha'orech shemesiv etza balabais. If a guest is sitting next to the Baal HaBayis, the master of the house, what is the status of a guest? Can he allow the Baal HaBayis, the the homeowner, the master of the house, to make hatov yametiv. Im habal habayis nosin es hakankan al shulchan. If the homeowner, the master of the house, puts the barrel on the table, shiyishte misha yirtza, that whoever wants may drink. If he allows any of the guests to drink freely, he makes the wine available to whoever wants. Kamo sha'osin besudos gedolos, like they do at large sudas, large banquets, that they make the wine available, that they don't have to get permission from anybody to take, they just take on their own. Im kain, hayayin hu kamo b'shutfus. In such a case, the wine is considered to be jointly owned. Umavarchan atov yametiv. They make the bracha of atov yametiv. Meaning, if the balabayis, if the master of the house allows his guests to take as much as they want, he has no real say in how much the guests take. We look at the guest as having a portion in that wine. And therefore, it's considered that both the balabayis, the master of the house, and the guest both have portions in the wine. And it's considered to be two people drinking the wine. They make hatov yametiv if they're both drinking from both the original and the new wine. Aval, however, im habal habayis nosin l'cholechad koso. If the balabayis, if the master of the house gives each person his own cup, he sort of fills up all the cups at his discretion. It's up to him to decide who gets to drink the wine and how much he's going to give. Ein mevarchan hatov yametiv. They do not make the bracha of hatov yametiv because they're not the one, the guest is not the one who's making the decision of how much to drink. It's the balabais, it's the master of the house. Kevin she'en lehem shutfus b'yayin. Since they do not have a partnership in the wine, they're not considered to be partners in the wine because the bal habayis is the one making the decision about how the wine is distributed. V'afilu ha'bal habayis inu mevarich. In such a case, even the bal habayis, even the master of the house, may not make the bracha. Not only can the guest not make the bracha, but even the bal habayis, the master of the house, cannot make the bracha because there's no one that he's drinking with. He's really the one drinking. He's making the decision here about how much the guest could drink. That's not considered to be a shared wine, and therefore they do not make the bracha of hatov yametiv. There is another point here the Mishnah Berurah makes, that in order to be considered to be drinking with other people, they have to be part of one chabura, part of one group. If they're drinking in different places, different rooms, that one is drinking in one part of the house, one is drinking in a different room in the house, that's not considered to be one chabura, one group. They have to be part of the same group that's all drinking together. Let's see halacha tesvav. Echad yochel levarach lehotzias kulam. One is able to make the bracha to be motzi, to exempt everybody in the group from the bracha. V'yomer tchila savri. He should say first savri. You should all listen. Sh'yitnu lev l'shmo. They should pay attention to listen to him. Vayanu amen. They should answer amen on his bracha. Sh'yitzu b'brachasa. They should be exempted with his bracha. That if you have multiple people who are drinking together, technically each one could say his own bracha of hatov yametiv. However, one may be motzi, one may exempt all of them by saying savri. We had this halacha earlier in this siman, in halacha zayin. Savri is the sort of the announcement made when they're in the middle of a meal, and they might be distracted by their eating or drinking. So the person making the bracha says, listen to me, pay attention, please stop eating for a second, I'm going to make the bracha. Then they may be motzi with him, with the bracha that person is making. The Kitzur says, "V'davka kishiyesh l'kol echad koso lefanov." It's specifically when each one has his own cup lefanov in front of him, shiyutam yad, that he's able to taste it immediately. It's specifically where each one has his own cup, that there's nothing stopping him from drinking. There shouldn't be any break between the bracha and the drinking. Meaning, if he's going to need someone else to give him the kos, to give him the cup, then he should really wait till he has the cup in front of him, and then he should make hatov yametiv. However, if the person making the bracha is making for a group, and each one has his own kos, his own cup, as long as the person listening is immediately ready to drink from his cup, then one may make hatov yametiv. Atovia Metiv for the group, and they can all answer Amen and Biyotze with his bracha. I think at this point, let's make mention of something that's quoted in the authorities in the poskim. We know there's a minig. We say alachayim on a drink. What's the source of the announcement of alachayim? There are poskim that say there are. There's sources in halacha that say the following. Savri is the announcement made by the person announcing to the group that he's getting ready to make a bracha and listen to the bracha. And even I think there are certain communities today that have the minig after the mevarach, the person making the bracha, says Savri, they answer l'chaim. What's the source of that? So in the Torah and the Beis Yosef, that's the comments that the Shulchan Aruch is based on. This is a commentary of the Bach. And the Bach says the following, that the source of the statement L'chaim is that the practice was during the time that the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court of Jewish Law, would actually execute people. They would give the death penalty for certain very severe sins. They would give the person who's about to be led to his death, they would give him wine. And also, if they were at a circumstance of nichum avelim, they were comforting a mourner had suffered a loss, they would give him wine. So it was common to use wine for people in more dire situations, where they're in mourning or they're being led to some execution by the court. So therefore, the custom was to say l'chaim. We are drinking this for life, not for death, like these other instances where they would drink wine, but we are drinking it for life. So when the mevarach, the one making the bracha, says, Savi, you should all listen, the mesubin, the people listening, they say, l'chaim, we are drinking for life and not for death. I thought that was an interesting source for the custom of l'chaim. Let's continue the kitzur in halacha tes zayin. In mevarach birkas hamazon al kos yayin acher, if one makes birkas hamazon, one makes the bracha of benching on a different cup of wine. There is a source in halacha to make birkas hamazon, to make a benching on a cup of wine. We know that this is not the common practice. The common practice in almost all communities is not to be particular about making a birkas hamazon, making benching on a cup of wine. But nevertheless, it still does happen sometimes. You would make a bracha on benching on birkas hamazon on a cup of wine. And this is the way that Chazal, the rabbis, instituted by the night of the Seder. The third cup of the four kosos, the four cups of the Leil Seder, the night of Pesach, that third cup is the cup which is on benching on Birkas Hamazon. So nevertheless, what the Kitzur is saying over here, if one found that he was making the bracha of benching on a cup of wine, and it happened to fulfill all the conditions of making a Tov Yametiv, he does not need to make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv on that cup of wine. He is exempted by that which it says in the benching, Hatov Yametiv. The fourth bracha of the benching is the bracha of Hatov Yametiv, the bracha that Hashem gives us tovos. He gives us all sorts of kindness. So because he made that bracha in benching, he does not make the bracha of Hatov Yametiv on the cup of wine. there's a number of points we could add to the Kitzur. Let's talk about some different points that are mentioned in other poskim, other halachic authorities. The Mishnah Berurah brings down an interesting halacha. He says, what would be if by the night of the Seder one had an opportunity to make Hatov Yameitiv? Let's say he had the first two cups of wine. He's now having the Shulchan Aruch, the meal of the Leil Seder, by the night of the Seder, and he has a new wine. Can he make Hatov Yameitiv on that wine in the middle of his meal? So Mishnah Berurah says he should try to avoid having a new wine that he would make Hatov Yameitiv, because it looks like your Mosif Ala Kosos, he's adding on to the Dalet Kosos, the four cups of wine, because every cup of wine he makes the bracha of Hagafen. And if you'd have this other kosos, this other cup of wine that he'd be making Hatov Yameitiv on, it looks like he's adding, in a certain sense, a new cup of wine. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah suggests not to come to a situation where he's making Hatov Yameitiv by the Leil Seder, by the night of the Seder. Mishnah Berurah says over there in the Shahar Tzion, in his footnotes, that if he was making the bracha of Hagavan, let's say by one of the other kosos, let's say he was making a Hagavan on one of the other kosos of wine, so then he would be able to make Hatov Yameitiv, because he's anyway taking that kos. He's anyway making a new bracha on this kos. In light of this last halacha of the Kitzur, it would not apply to the third kos, the third cup of Leil Seder, which is done right after Hatov Yameitiv eventually. He would not make it, but by the second cup or the fourth cup, he would be able to make Hatov Yameitiv. But in the middle of the Suda, the Mishnah Berurah is saying he should not make Hatov Yameitiv. Let's make a summary of the halachas of Hatov Yameitiv. The halachas are somewhat complex, and let's make a summary of what is the conditions that are required for Hatov Yameitiv. Hatov Yameitiv is made on a situation where one had wine and he was brought either a wine that he doesn't know is worse, and certainly if a wine that he knows is better than the first one, he would make Hatov Yameitiv. If the second wine he's brought is worse than the first wine, is inferior to the first wine, he does not make Hatov Yameitiv. If he doesn't know that it's inferior, it's stam, he doesn't know that it's better or worse, or if he knows certainly that it's better, he would potentially make Hatov Yameitiv. That's one condition. It has to be that the wine is either better or it's stam, he doesn't know that it's worse. It has to be that he's drinking with other people. He's drinking with at least one other person, and each of them had taken to drink from both the first and second cup of wine. It needs to be that the first wine was still available. They were still able to drink from the first wine, but because they wanted the shina, because they wanted the new wine, that's why they brought a new wine. But if it was just that the wine was used up, they could not make Hatov Yameitiv. It has to be that they're drinking bechabura, they're drinking together as a group. And it has to be that they're shutfin, they are partners in the wine. If the balabayis, the master of the house, is just distributing the wine, even though there's other people there, that would not be considered partners. They have to be that the wine is available for all those who want to drink, that only then would it be considered to be partners. And the last thing, which I think would be very, very limiting according to the Mishnah Berurah, is that when you have the wine in front of you, the first wine, where is the other wine? According to the Kitzur, like we mentioned when we were reading it, as long as the second wine is not on the table, one may make Hatov Yameitiv when the second one is brought to the table. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, he's at least concerned about the opinion that even if the wine is not at the table, if the second wine is somewhere in the house, then one should not make the bracha of Atovia Meitiv. Only where the wine is brought from the cellar, from the wine cellar, some other place that's not in the immediate house, would he be able to make Atovia Meitiv. So that is another limiting factor in terms of making the bracha of Atovia Meitiv. So I think the bottom line here is that there's many, many conditions that need to be met. And one, if one thinks he has met all these conditions, he has to be very careful, and then only then could he make the bracha. And generally, the circumstances would generally not allow to make the bracha of Atovia Meitiv. But nevertheless, if he feels he has met all these conditions, he would be able to make the bracha.